In Agatha Christie's The Mysterious Affair at Stiles, Hercule Poirot was played by John Moffat, Captain Hastings, Simon Williams. Detective Inspector Japp, Philip Jackson. Emily Inglethorpe, Jill Balkan. Alfred Inglethorpe, Hugh Dixon. Evelyn Howard, Nicola McAuliffe. John Cavendish, Sean Arnold. Mary Cavendish, Susan Jameson. Lawrence Cavendish, Nicholas Bolton. Cynthia Murdoch, Annabelle Dowler. Dorcas, Hilda Schroeder. Dr. Bauerstein, Robert Portal. Mr. Wells, Richard Sims. The coroner, Peter Howell. Mr. Mace, Harry Myers. Inspector Summerhayes, Don McCorkindale. Mr. Phillips, Johan Meredith. Sir Ernest Heavyweather, Michael Mears. The costumier's assistant, Richard Katz. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The music was composed by Tom Smale. The Mysterious Affair at Stiles was dramatized by Michael Bakewell and directed by Enid Williams.
If you've enjoyed this production, you might also like to listen to...
What was that?
It sounded like a pistol shot.
Oh, my God.
From BBC Audiobooks, the dramatised Agatha Christie Mysteries.
What's going on?
It's my wife. I think she's dead.
We present over 30 full-cast dramas adapted from novels and stories by the Queen of Crime Writers.
You mean to say it's murder?
It certainly looks like it.
Tales of mystery and suspense, where, beneath the surface of the lives of ordinary people, lurk violent passions.
No woman could be happy with him. I wish he were dead.
Oh, Mrs. Prothero.
As the crews mount up, it's clear things are not what they seem.
What are you suggesting? That my husband is a crazy drug addict who goes around killing people?
The police are baffled.
They would know a real murderer if he came up and bit them.
Well, Vicar, fishy business, if you ask me.
He's a fool.
And we are introduced to two of the most celebrated sleuths in detective fiction.
Have you ever heard of a man called Hercule Poirot?
I don't know what I'd imagined. Mr. Poirot looked just like a hairdresser.
One does not practice detection with a textbook. One uses one's natural intelligence, the little grey cells.
Poirot's counterpart is a certain elderly spinster living in the village of St. Mary Mead.
I rather like Miss Marple. She has at least a sense of humour.
But she is the biggest nosy parker in the village.
You're sure it won't go any further?
Oh, goodness, no, my dear.
I've seen her with a pair of binoculars. She pretends she's watching birds.
Yet the brooding presence of evil is never far away.
For the first time, I feel really happy.
And that's the way it's going to be from now on.
Look out! Look away! Quickly!
Appointment with Death, Murder on the Orient Express, A Caribbean Mystery, and 30 others, all available from BBC Audiobooks.
There will be a considerable amount of unpleasantness.
I knew that when Mr. Poirot had finished, one of the people in the room would be named as the murderer.
The dramatized mysteries of Agatha Christie.
Hercule Poirot. Fellow's a kind of magician.
Available on CD and cassette from all good audiobook retailers. For more information or to order, ring 0800 136 919 or visit www.bbcshop.com.
A wily old bird, that Miss Marple.
I'm afraid there's a lot of wickedness in the world.